There are a lot of problems, as you know, with what's going on in the Biden administration. And it's not just one problem, it's multiple problems. They're facing multiple crises, many of their own doing. Many of their own doing. You know, my conversation with President Trump here a couple of days ago, when he talked about Afghanistan, he said, yes, we would have left, but not like that. Because we could have stayed as long as we wanted to. I could have told him that it was going to take a little bit longer. We hadn't lost anybody in a year and a half, which is all true. There hadn't been a casualty there in a year and a half. And, you know, so when I spoke to President Trump here a couple of days ago, he said they would have handled it differently. The Biden approach was a disaster. But it's not just that problem. It's the problem at the border. It's the problem with the French. It's the problem with the economy and the pandemic and the booster shots and all of it. Joining me is Liz Peek from Fox News, regular contributor here as well. Liz, good to have you back.
Good morning. I'm very happy to join you.
Glad to have you here as well. This administration today, the headlines, of course, still focused on Del Rio, Texas. But it's one absolute debacle and disaster after another. Right now, the Des Moines Register has Joe Biden's approval rating in Iowa as of yesterday at 31%. In Michigan, the Detroit News has Joe Biden at 39%. The key swing states are collapsing for the Democrats, right or wrong?
Well, rightly so. I mean, everything he has done has turned out to be a complete failure. And look, what Americans really care most about, do they really care that he's going to go to the UN and promise that we're going to spend billions of dollars on lesser developed countries, upping their renewable energy, not when there's an energy crisis in Europe, specifically because they've gone so heavily to renewables, and now the price of natural gas has gone through the roof because, guess what, it hasn't been windy enough in Europe. I mean,
that's
all
right.
This blather, honestly, his address to the UN, which was 40 minutes of unmitigated platitudinous stuff, is exactly like his campaign. It doesn't mean anything. People know, I think, increasingly, Steve, that it doesn't mean anything. So those approval ratings, I think, reflect a lot of disappointment amongst people who really thought Joe Biden was a nice man. He isn't a nice man. He's really rude and sort of unfriendly to a lot of people, that he's competent, that he's smart. All those things are not true. So I think what you have is a real backlash against the Joe Biden that was propped up by the media,
right,
and presented as this non-Donald Trump savior. Well, really, honestly, nothing could be farther from the truth. And actually, on the approval rating side, you've probably seen there are a couple polls out showing that Trump would win these days if there was another contest between
the two. John McLaughlin says that Trump would win in a landslide at a walkaway if it were held today. John McLaughlin has been around for a long time. Yeah, Joe Biden's address to the United Nations was 40 minutes of video Sominex. If you can't sleep, watch this mess, because you'll be out in 5 seconds. Meanwhile, this thing with Boris Johnson yesterday, where the British press is asking questions, and then all of a sudden the wranglers and the handlers start screaming over Boris Johnson's answer to get all the press out of the room so that Joe Biden doesn't have to answer any questions. And the White House reporters have now filed a formal complaint because he's answered 3 questions in the last 8 days with an average of 7 words each. That's 21 words in 8 days. Nothing on the border, nothing on Afghanistan, nothing on the drone strike killing a family of 10, and the list goes on. Even those on their side have had enough.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. I mean, we were supposed to be embarrassed when Donald Trump showed up at the UN. Here's an interesting little factoid. A friend of mine was on the sidewalk with a whole bunch of people yesterday when the motorcade containing Joe Biden went by, and literally not one New Yorker, this is New York, about as blue as it gets, cheered the motorcade. Whereas when Donald Trump used to come to town, yes, there would be the occasional person booing, but I'll tell you what, there was a lot of cheering the president when he was in town, even in New York. This guy has done such a bad job on every front that matters to Americans, including, by the way, the border. The fact that they continue to ignore what's going on at the border. Axios reports today that half the Haitians that have been encamped under that now famous bridge have basically been released into the country. They're being bused to cities and states in Texas and Arizona. And if you look at polling in those states, Hispanics are so angry about this, because where do those people go? They go typically to the Hispanic communities.
Right.
And they're not healthy. They're not going to be pulling their own weight. They have to be cared for. And guess what? They're disrupting these towns and cities, which now have tens of thousands, not just Haitians, obviously, but people from Central America,
sure,
basically invading their towns. It's an outrage. It really, I mean, I wake up every morning angry, and I'm not an angry person, but what's going on right now in our country is so offensive.
Yeah, Del Rio, Texas has a population normally of about 35,000. I've been there. I've been 6 or 7 years. Nice place, by the way. It was, anyhow. Now you've got 15,000 people crowded under a bridge trying to take up the services of a city of 35,000. How do you feed them? How do you house them? Well, as we've learned from Axios and the Associated Press, I think the ones that actually started with this story, which is, this is what's remarkable about me. You've got King on CBS going after Psaki. You've got the AP saying, listen, they're lying to you. All of these people are being dispersed throughout the country. You've got all of these people on the left normally in the column for Joe Biden saying, we can't protect this anymore. This is a complete abject failure on so many levels.
I think that's what's happened. And, you know, by the way, some of the big stories that actually impact real Americans aren't even being talked about. And one is inflation. And that's my purview. I've been writing about inflation for months, and of course the administration has been dismissing it. But take a look at what's happening to wages. What you have now is a really unholy cycle of wages going up for a lot of different kinds of workers. That's feeding into costs going up. We just saw FedEx increase shipping costs. If Joe Biden wanted to actually help our country, they would be laser focused on fixing some of these supply chain problems we have, such as shipping. There are all these containers. Well, first of all, there are not enough containers, but secondly, they're backed up at all our ports. The longshoremen are, I don't know whether they're AWOL or what they're doing, but we're not getting, you know, the economy is not working well.
Every place you look.
And it's going to, every
we
place you look.
People.
And it's going to continue to boost prices. And guess what? That, I think, is probably going to be the number one issue in next year's elections. I hope so, because I think people know they're being really hammered by the by the increased cost of everything.
That's why I go back to the Des Moines Register. It's a pretty accurate polling company. Now, polls can be somewhat questionable. Des Moines Register, very well respected. The Detroit News and its polling generally pretty decent. When you're in the 30s and falling, I mean, this is not like they've stabilized at 31%. They're 31% and hemorrhaging badly. I mean, come on, Liz. It's not like it's getting better because of this unremarkable snooze fest of a speech at the United Nations. I'll give you the last word.
Well, let's just say this, too. The most offensive thing that Biden is doing right now is refusing to answer questions.
100%.
How dare he? How dare he? I mean, this is the president of the United States. He is accountable to voters and to the American people. And the fact that he won't respond to shouted questions, he won't show up at a press conference, really, who does he think he is? I mean,
That's why the White House Press Association filed a complaint yesterday, a formal complaint.
Yeah.
I mean, it finally happened.
I don't blame them.
Yeah, they've got to do it. Liz, always insightful. Greatly appreciate it. We'll talk more about inflation next time. Thank you so much.
Can't wait. Take care.
Bye-bye. Liz Peek, Fox News, former partner on Wall Street, so she knows what's going on. Quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show.
In the 10. This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets.
The Tigers will wrap up their three-game series against the White Sox this afternoon, having already won the series by claiming the first two games. The first, a one-run affair. The second, a two-run decision. In both games, the Tigers needed to come back to win them, and they did so by answering the Chicago scoring quickly. The Tigers are now 8-3 in their last 11. All those games played against first-place teams, Tampa, Milwaukee, and Chicago. A.J. Hinch told me the other day he's proud of his players for buying in, preparing for each game, and for believing in the process. But he also cautioned that this is not where he wants to be. He's not used to watching the playoffs from the outside, so he stresses to his team, stay hungry and never be satisfied. The Tigers are showing late-season fight and moxie, reinforcing to fans they're on the right track and proving to A.J. Hinch and the coaches the process works.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, you're welcoming the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.